Two additional factors worth bearing in mind when davening or being mispalled for a chayla. First off, we mentioned previously that when one is in the immediate proximity of the chayla, one need not mention the name of the person who is sick. However, should one be mispalled in shul or some other location, not directly in front of the chayla, one would have to delineate exactly who is being mispalled for. One should say the chayla's name and say, "I'm being mispalled for the person Pliny ben Urbas Pliny," meaning I'm davening for this person, the son or daughter of the parent, and that way you're explaining exactly who you're davening for. Now, that clarity is ideally attained by providing the name of the person who is sick, as well as his mother. For various reasons, there is a preference to using the mother's name in this situation. In the event one does not know the mother's name, the place can speak out. One can as well accomplish this through mentioning the father's name. And in the event one didn't have that, one can even go even further and perhaps use, you know, so-and-so who comes from this town, or so-and-so who is the rabbi of this shul, so on and so forth, such details which provide exactly, detailing exactly who one is davening for, that would also accomplish that it means. And again, the meaning, as we well know, in Klal Yisrael is to use the mother's name whenever possible. Again, this is not necessary when davening right in front of a chayla. Now, what happens in the event that one is davening for a rebbe, or one is davening for the child of a rebbe, or on equal level? What if one is davening for a parent or a sibling? And thereby, one would have to mention the name of one's father or one's Rebbe, either because one, again, is davening for that person directly, or because it's Ben or Bas, the child of this person. Normally, when one speaks of one's Rebbe or one's parent, one says, Avi Meiri, or say, you know, davening for God Hadar, you would say, Rav Agoin, something which attributes proper respect to the person who we are talking about. However, there's a concept which the Paiskim refer to as Ein Gav HaSlefnei HaMakim. The covenant which we usually give to somebody is when we're speaking to the person face-to-face or speaking about the person, and we talk about our relationship to that person, and we say how that person towers above us, that person is someone we owe so much to, and so on and so forth. But when you come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain sense, as much as we can talk about the covenant of that person, it's disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accord, to give honor to somebody else in front of something, some other entity which is so far... so much greater and superior to any cover we can describe. We find this concept by David HaMelech. There's a concept of Mered B'Malchus. If somebody goes in front of a king and refers to somebody else as his other and his master in front of the king, that would constitute a Mered B'Malchus, because in a certain sense, it's showing disrespect for the king. The only respect one should be showing in such a scenario is for the king himself. That being the case, when it comes to tefillos, it is improper to go out and start discussing the proper kavod for, again, a father or a rebbe, in such a scenario. So the Paiskim speak out, Rabbi Kveger says in Aruch Chaim, as well as the Berachi Yosef, another Paiskim here in Siman Shel Lamed Hei, in Yerdeya, that properly one should say Avi so-and-so, or Rabbi so-and-so, but not more than that. A very limited, basic acknowledgement that it is one's father or one's Rabbi. But leave it at that, and not to go beyond that. Rabbi Kveger actually cites as an example, Shlomo HaMelech many times in the Pesukim we find refers to his father as David Avdi. He does not say he merely says David Avi. And likewise, one should say the concept Avi so-and-so, who I'm being mispalled for. Interestingly, according to Krieger's source, it would come out that one should not merely say Avi, one should also say Avi and his name as well. A second point worth bearing in mind, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that when one is mispalled for a chayla, yichlo chayla b'seich sha'ar chayli Yisrael. It's coming from the Gemara and Shabbos, and that concept is, when we daven for a person, we know this person is sick, and he needs a refuah shleima. As well, there are many other people in Klal Yisrael who need a refuah shleima. Besides this person, it is proper and fitting to daven not merely for this individual alone, but to incorporate him into a broader tefillah of the entire Klal Yisrael. This, first of all, is proper for a number of reasons, but even just on a practical level, the place can speak out, and really many, many sources attest to this, that there's a concept that a tefillah will be accepted with far more ease if one davens in such a manner. Now, Aruch HaShulchan cites the source for this as being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yibaz et tefilasam of a rabbin, the pasuk which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not turn away in disregard the tefillah of a rabbin. Interestingly, the pasuk which Aruch HaShulchan is citing is actually not referring to a tefillah on behalf of the rabbin. It's actually referring to the rabbin coming together to be mispalled. When you come and daven with a minyan, your tefillah has far greater potency. Now, he used that as a source for what we're referring to, and that is for individual davening, but he's merely davening on behalf of the public. But the concept seemingly should be the same, and that is that when one davens for one's own personal yeshua, one's own personal salvation, be it in finances, be it in health, be it in anything else one may need, so look, you look at a person and you say, hey, you know, he has good things about him. He has things that aren't so good. He does good stuff. He does some avers too. And if you judge a person individually, it's really hard necessarily to say why this person should, very often it can be hard to say why this person should merit a salvation, be it in any field where he may need it. However, when you have a broader community coming together, so the idea is, what unites us is our communal drive for Avodas Hashem. We're all coming together, we all want to serve Hashem, we all want to do the right thing in life, and that's what unites us, that's what brings us together. When you look at a person as part of the sum total of Klal Yisrael, it's a whole different light. You look at us, again, as a functioning, a large functioning unit, and in that sense, if we come together as a mini Tadavin, so the reason why we're coming together is because we're all on the same page. And if you daven likewise for the broader tzibur, even if you're a yachid, you're an individual, but you're davening on behalf of the broader tzibur, you're asking for everyone out there to be cured, everyone out there to have parnasa, everyone out there to have their own tefillahs answered. So again, we're looking at each individual not merely as himself, but as part of a broader unit of Klal Yisrael, and this entire unit certainly deserves to have their tefillahs answered on a far greater level than the individual himself. So that's why we find, if you look in the sitter underneath, they add a little thing on the bottom there, where how one can add into the tefillah, you always find all different tefillahs, they always end off. You should cure, Baruch Hu, please cure so-and-so, besides Sha'ar Chayli Yisrael. Likewise, if one adds zone tefillah anywhere, one should constantly use such a lashon, because Baruch Hu should provide Yeshua, Parnaso, salvation, whatever it may be, besides Sha'ar Chayli Yisrael.